Council, we are basically down to these three sites under consideration: the Education Center, the Wildberry Center, and the existing property. And so I feel like to have that discussion, maybe just go around the table and have the members of the committee kind of weigh in with their opinions. And no disrespect or disregard to what is said in the audience, address concerns that they may have brought, but certainly be honest in your assessment of the locations. And I know Chief Painter actually wrote us a memo about issues with the fire hall and doing a temporary fire hall facility. And so I'm going to ask him to go first, and then Chief Roble, and then we'll have Mr. I'm sorry, your last name left me. Frank. We'll have Frank go next. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Based on the existing site selection, when it was brought forward that one other property for consideration was the existing lot, the proposal was to attempt construction of the new public safety building between the two existing structures. Being working out of that building for the last 24 years and being familiar with the operations year-round, I had some serious concerns about the ability to do that with the existing structure still in place, which would mean, in short, that the fire station would have to be temporarily moved to another location. The apparatus, the staff would have to move to another location during the construction of the new public safety building on that lot. Over the years, as I've been there, we did have some early discussions years ago about acquiring the borough maintenance property next door for a potential expansion. I don't know whether that proceeded beyond just the discovery phase of considering that as an alternative. But I know the fire station and the existing police station are to the point where if we're looking at the building use in 20 to 30 years, even a substantial remodel of those facilities would not suffice for those long-term goals that we've established. The combined property may very well be suitable as far as a potential site for a new public safety building. I think with that in mind, I think it would be the only advantages I see to that site are it's a known location, would have no adjustments with distance traveled, so there'd be no potential impacts to insurance service office ratings as far as travel distances because it's been established for so long there. But the foreseeable complications of working out of a temporary facility for the length of time it's going to take to construct a new building, possibly having apparatus in one location, personnel in another location, can do nothing but lengthen response times. And response times, especially with ambulances, are critical for life safety. And then finding property locations to do that temporarily, well, temporarily speaking of building, you know, a year and a half to 2 years to construct this facility, if everything went smoothly, could be problematic. Other than that, I don't really have any issues with the site. I've been there for 24 years. I love the department. The building was built with volunteer love and labor, and it has a history to it, like a lot of buildings in Homer. But I think, just personally, I would not like to see us choose that site just based on the problems associated with either trying to run a department under construction with limited use of the grounds because they're going to be utilized for the construction footprint of the new building, or trying to relocate and demolishing a building that's much newer than the Herc building. It was built in 1980 and is much more usable and has less complications and less operating costs to it than the existing the HERC building.
Okay. Chief Roble?
The police department has less issues with the temporary construction of the less issues with our temporary operations while a building would be constructed on our combined two sites. So the issues facing us aren't as grave as they are facing the fire department. As far as trying to remodel our existing building, we've looked at that a couple times in the past. The footprint of our building on the lot is such that there just isn't enough room left to add on the space that we need. Tearing both buildings down and building a new one is a possibility, but again, it's definitely presenting some problems to the fire hall and their operations that might be insurmountable. When I look at the three sites that are left to us, I would have to take a different look at the current police and fire station site, considering that borough maintenance facility added in. That's quite a bit of extra room there, and maybe that would make it so that we could continue our operations while a new building was built if we added that parcel of land into the mix. I still favor the HERC site as my number one choice. It has the most room available, and the location is favorable for both the police and fire departments to operate out of in the future, and I think for many years to come. The Wildberry site is definitely a valid and worthy consideration here. There are some buildings there that would need to be torn down, and so that's also an issue that you have to look at. Thank you.
Mr. Crane.